I mean, so the first thing I would say, just to absolutely attempt to put that to rest, I do not use email. As a matter of fact, I don't personally use the internet at all. I have it used for me, but I don't use it. I don't own a cell phone. I don't use one. I don't have one. I have had one on two occasions, once for 2 days, once for 1 day. I've had service plans for longer than that, but I've only had the phones for 2 days and 1 day. So I don't use any of that. The biggest thing that I tell people sort of links back to the answer to the first question is, I mean, when I work, I actually work. I don't go to a social environment and engage in social activity. I actually work. And so most days that are work days and that are at-home work days, I'm at work by about 7:30 in the morning, and I work pretty much nonstop, no more than an hour in pieces out until either 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. Most evenings I am either at the racetrack, which if I'm going to be spread out there all night between early races and late races, I will sometimes take reading material or a pile of mail or an editing project or something with me. If I'm at home and I'm going to watch TV, I'll do what I call soft work. So I may be sorting mail or, you know, going through magazines or, you know, that sort of thing. I plan by the year, by the month, by the week, by the day, and ultimately day to day by the hour, so that there's time assigned to everything. And most importantly, stop times, not just start times. I find a lot of people have appointments with the appointment set on the front end, but no end to it set on the back end. And a lot of time gets away from people that way. So people who may be hearing this who do interact with me, they know, for example, that if Vicki coordinates a telephone appointment with me, there is not only the beginning of the appointment predetermined, there is the end of the appointment predetermined. Work has deadlines to it, so I'm playing beat the clock. I'm writing against the clock. I also tend to clump like activities together so that I feel like I'm more mentally prepared. I'm sort of in the rhythm of doing a particular kind of thing rather than hopscotching from one thing to the other. So phone calls, for example, are 90% confined to 2 days a month, and they're all scheduled into those 2 days. Back to back, one after the other, and the other days, nearly without exception, I have no scheduled phone appointments. I have no incoming calls interrupting me. If there's a phone call that occurs, it's because I make an outbound one, and those are relatively rare. As I said, I don't use email and I don't go online, so there's none of that sort of hopping around. My inbounds, mail, faxes, 90% of those come to me once a week from Vicki in Phoenix, pre-organized, pre-bundled. And as you said, there's one person, Vicki, occasionally, and sometimes I have what I would call a fourth of a person here. And I sort of mean that literally, not just figuratively, really is sort of a low-grade personal assistant, errand runner, go to the grocery store, wash the car, fill the car up with gas, take these FedExes over here, go to Office Max, that kind of stuff. But everything else is either done by me or done by Vicki. Vicki and I communicate on the phone 3 to 4 times a week. by fax from her if she must in between. I FedEx work to her as I need to a couple times a week, and she to me typically that one package a week. Clients are trained in how to work with me effectively, and for the most part, I insist on written communications because it sort of forces thoughtfulness. It creates a record, and it reduces junk. One of the things that is definitely true about communication media is that the easier it is, the more it encourages what I call junk communication. And so in the early throes of my business career, there was mail, FedEx, and phone. And so pretty much if you got some control over the phone, everything else, somebody actually had to sit down, think about what they were doing, write a letter, and either FedEx it or put it in the mail. Then we added fax, then we added email, now we have text messaging. And with each one of these things, people are encouraged to do the equivalent of the employee marching in and out of your office 12 times during the day with 12 different questions, rather than organizing their thoughts, grouping their thoughts, and putting together one coherent communication, and some time delay causing them to resolve some things on their own. They have what I call brain farts, and every time they have a brain fart, they pop out an email, and pretty soon your email box is clogged with people communicating with you with these little individual communications. Phone calls the same way. Voicemail really encouraged a lot more junk communication. Before voicemail, there was phone tag. And so people would solve a lot of their own problems, or they would group the things they wanted to talk to somebody about because it was somewhat difficult to get to them. Voicemail allowed them to just dump those messages. And so if you give people unfettered access to that, that's what you're going to have. So a lot of my ability to be as prolific in output and manage as many things as I can really has to do with the control of the environment, control of inbounds, control of the way people communicate with me, how frequently they communicate with me, and really sort of training and forcing them to be organized and thoughtful in those communications. I mean, I have a client right now I'm working on a copywriting project for, and he's a nice fellow,